This is JIS News. Coming up, Agriculture Minister launches 9th Agri-Park in Westmorland. Tourism Minister predicts sustained increases in visitor arrivals going into 2016. And consumers urge not to panic in light of reports of pork shortage. The news in detail after the break.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voter's list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voter's list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ Constituency Office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has launched its 9th Agri-Park at the Sweet River Multispecies Abattoir in Ferris, Westmorland. The Agri-Park is being set up through a public-private partnership at a cost of $292 million. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelly says the facility is being established to streamline the country's slaughtering houses and abattoirs to meet international best practices. This in keeping with the findings of a study for the strategic implementation of an abattoir meat sign system to guarantee proper food safety and traceability systems.
Emanating from that study is the recommendation to establish regional abattoirs in the 5 centralized locations. In addition, it was determined that these abattoirs could become part of the Agri-Park program, and consequently, this allowed the government to enter into partnerships with the private sector to establish these abattoirs.
The facility will target the throughput of 2.6 million kilograms of pork as well as 315,500 kilograms of chevron and mutton. Additionally, 50 persons are to benefit from direct employment and 1,200 through indirect employment. In the meantime, Minister of Agriculture Derek Kelly is advising consumers and stakeholders in the food industry not to panic in the wake of reports of a shortage of pork. The Agriculture Minister is also encouraging merchants to resist the desire for imported alternatives.
I wish just to refer to the current situation as it relates to the reported shortages in the pork industry. While we appreciate that there may be a current tightness in the market, we need to resist the urge to open the floodgates of importation. This may cause us thereby to destroy our hard-earned achievements in the sector.
Mr. Kelly says the minister will be calling all stakeholders and industry players to a meeting in short order to assess the situation and discuss the way forward. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook is forecasting sustained increase in visitor arrivals to Jamaica going into 2016. Mr. Pennycook says the sector is expected to experience a 3% increase in visitor arrivals this year, followed by a substantial 10% increase in 2016.
That would mean, by the way, an additional 210,000 arrivals in 2016 over 2015. Or were we to achieve that objective, we would need to have an additional 3,300 rooms by 2016. That is really saying the time is right to invest in Jamaica because we'd need to add some rooms.
Mr. Pennycook says coming out of a successful 2014, Jamaica is continuing on a steady growth path with preliminary numbers for February 2015 showing stopover arrivals up 5.7%. He adds that Jamaica welcomed 2.8 million stopover visitors last year, representing an increase of 3.6%, while cruise ship arrivals grew by 12.5% to 1.42 million. And Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, Ronald Jackson, is urging small island states to place greater emphasis on the economic impacts when planning disaster management programs. Mr. Jackson says disaster management agencies in small island states such as Jamaica must go beyond accepted international standards and craft programs that better account for their country's size and economic status.
Many speak to Superstorm Sandy as a mega event, but the impact on the U.S. economy was not heavy. But if that kind of impact took place within the Caribbean context, we know what would have happened within our respective economies.
Mr. Jackson was speaking at a recent disaster preparedness workshop at the Jamaica Conference Center. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.